Charity of the Week. Please tell us your name and charity.
Yeah, my name's Karen Curello and I represent the Manx Heart Foundation.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
We raise money for cardiac equipment and for cardiac services in general for the Isle of Man. It started a long time ago as the British Heart Foundation, brackets Isle of Man. So it was a separate from the British Heart Foundation, but linked to it. And then it was about 5 or 6 years ago when the British Heart Foundation sort of changed their remit and they only... They were focused completely on research, so no money could go to hospitals or local areas anymore at all. So we took the view that if people are donating money in the Isle of Man, they much prefer it to stay in the Isle of Man. They want to see what their money has gone to do. So we changed our name to the Manx Heart Foundation, completely split ties with the British Heart Foundation, and so now if you donate money to us, it stays here on the island to support everything on the island.
Tell us about your team.
Yeah, the team is a very small team, but we're only about 8 of us now, and our goal is to not just raise money, but also to sort of liaise with the cardiac department at Nobles, and they will direct us to what they need. For example, recently we bought a new echocardiogram machine, which looks, as anyone who's had one, looks at the heart as it's beating. It's quite an expensive machine. It's well over £100,000. But this one was designed to be able to allow pediatrics to use it as well. So tiny babies all the way up to old people, they can use this machine, which means that children don't have to go across to Liverpool Heart and Chest to have a scan. Being able to do a scan here, have it read by somebody at Liverpool Heart and Chest, or here if it needs to be, and means that children will get seen faster. It's also helped clear some of the backlog that was created post-COVID.
Who is the charity for?
Oh, well, it's for the Isle of Man, basically. Anybody in the Isle of Man who's had or has family who has had a cardiac issue. So it enables the team at Nobles to see more people, but to also get the job done faster. For example, the children's ward didn't have their own dedicated ECG machine. So they would have to go get that trolley from another ward, borrow it, then it would have to be taken down or to take the child down. And swapping, that's just not, it's not an economic use of time. It just wasn't working. So we bought an ECG machine dedicated for the pediatrics. We bought two more machines for the emergency department because they were short of ones. And the number of people who have to have an ECG machine when they come into casualty, it's huge. It's huge. The machine is constantly, I mean, I've been in casualty and I've seen that machine going back and forth and back and forth. So it's a heavily used piece of kit. You don't want to have to be waiting for a diagnostic. That should be immediate or as fast as possible, I think.
What are your main goals?
Yeah, the main goal is to provide and support the cardiac departments across the island. One of the things that we did previously, many years ago, was to fund a cardiac nurse. Part of our plan was this year to help set up or fund, anyway, a cardiac nurse, one or two, that works in the community. Because, again, appointment-wise, if you need cardiac checks, sometimes it doesn't need to be the doctor doing the check. It can be a nurse practitioner or somebody, a cardiac specialist, who can be in Ramsey and be in Peel and be in Castan, wherever. Then you've got your kind of your clinic going on. And it's much more efficient use of time and space. And people will go more likely. Sometimes people won't go to an appointment because it's too far or it's daunting going to the hospital. Whereas if you're just going to your GP's office, it's much more familiar.
How is the charity funded?
We have charity events. We have an upcoming golf tournament. Pre-COVID, we had lots of different events, but we used to have a bridge tournament, which is how I got involved because somebody needed to help run the bridge tournament. But we have a golf tournament coming up. That's at Peel Golf Course at the end of September. So if you want to have a team, just let us know and we can get you in. We get a lot of money from legacies, actually. So people who have donated or left money in their will, that kind of thing. And that's provided quite a lot of money for us. And again, we've been incredibly blessed with so many very large, generous donations, which has helped the people of the Isle of Man.
How can people support you?
We love to have people who do a small fundraising event, something like we had a church recently who donated all their coffee mornings money to us, and that was a few thousand pounds. I mean, it was a heck of a thing. And we've had people who, someone who walked the TT course and raised money along that, and that again was a few thousand pounds. we had someone walking in the parish today, this year for us, Adam Killip, who did very well in the parish. So it doesn't have to be a big fundraiser. It can be a coffee morning, it can be a charity run, it can be anything, a bake sale. Something fun that people like to do. You know, we can help supply banners and signage and all of that and PR. We're more than happy to do that. And it's great because it gets the community involved. But everybody knows somebody who's been affected by heart disease. So it's a no-brainer, really.
Where can people find out more?
Yeah, magsheartfoundation.com. And info@magsheartfoundation.com. You can send us an email or kc@magsheartfoundation.com.
The Charity of the Week. Profile complete.